Hello. Welcome to Two Beards Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Nick. This is another guy who's also a host. His name is Levi. Today, what are we going to do today?
We're going to sit and wait for you to have the longest intro of your life.
Fuck you. Music.
Yeah.
That's that. Two Beards Podcast, everybody. Follow us on all of the things if you're not already. If you're listening to this, so you follow us somewhere. Or they stumbled here somehow.
Could have.
It'd be a weird accident.
YouTube.
Yeah.
But YouTube, you get sent weird places sometimes.
You really have to get into the buttholes of YouTube, though.
Yeah, I like getting in the buttholes of YouTube. So
there's no other place in YouTube that I'd want to be.
What are we drinking?
Today... I have to look at the notes again.
Dude, it's right in
front
of you.
I don't know what to tell you. It is.
Nick has lost his mind. He's drank this beer before. He cannot remember the name. He cannot remember what it tastes like. He always asks me what it tastes like.
Yeah.
We've drank the same amount. I've had one. He's had one. It's an easy name. Cedar Dust.
It's like multiple times. Like, hey, you want to do this beer? I'm like, yeah, sure. What's that like? I don't know, Nick. You tell me. We've had it the equal amount of times. I don't know, man. I don't know what my deal is.
And it's very you, dude.
I love this beer.
The description is, be bold.
Yeah.
Be...
Wait for it.
Balanced. Yeah. Get dusty.
Nailed it. I like the dusty part. Cedar Dust IPA, produced by Boundary Bay. They might as well be in Canada.
Bellingham, Canada.
And 6.5%. Pretty tasty. I don't know.
I put my phone away and I don't have my notes anymore. It's some amount of IBUs, like 67 or 66 or something.
It's very much exactly 66.
Well, there you go.
So, nailed it. First try.
Got it.
Yeah, I am unfamiliar with this company other than this beer. I am familiar with the location only by the fact that I've had one of their beer... from the same town, unknowingly.
I don't know at least one other beer from the same town. You probably had more from Bellingham. Bellingham has quite a lot of breweries, actually.
Interesting.
I like Bellingham a lot.
Never been. But sounds like a fun place to go.
Allegedly.
I've never been allegedly. I could have been asleep. I could have crossed borders. Who knows?
Allegedly. I wonder, see, Boundary Bay, like, it's one of those breweries that I know of, but is, like, small and, like, far from here. Not, like, really far, but, like, at least in my state.
Still a couple hours.
I don't know if I've had any of their other beers. Do you have, like, places like that in Chicago where you're, like, it's, like, a little too far to where you're just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I can think of this beer, but I don't know if I've had other ones.
Yeah. Yeah, there's, I'm trying to think, like, for a while, the Empirical was that way for me.
Uh-huh.
I think that's the one that we've talked about that kind of has, like, the, like, science-y theme going on.
Yep.
And so, for a while, I had, like, one of their beers, like, at one of the bars in Chicago one time, and I was like, I'm pretty sure that was good, but it took me so long to actually go to the brewery,
mm-hmm.
and it's, like, right fucking across the street from my friend's house, too.
Okay, so that doesn't make any sense.
So there's, well, but it's, like, an hour away.
Yeah, but, like, you probably see your friend.
Yeah, here and there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was stupid for me to never go, so.
Yeah, they have a couple that I think I've had, but I don't know, like... Their Traverse IPA sounds familiar, and then their Hazy About You IPA sounds familiar.
That sounds even familiar to me.
And that's weird. It's probably been done before. I don't know.
Couldn't tell you.
They have one called Skipping Raindrops that sounds interesting to me.
Mm.
Just as a picture in the name, but still sounds interesting.
Are these raindrops being skipped on more water?
Couldn't tell you.
Is that possible?
Could not tell you. I think it's probably possible.
If you were to take a raindrop and skip it, would that raindrop just take the place of water that's there and the water that's there would skip? You know what I mean? So it's not the raindrop. The raindrop stuck because it took the form of whatever it was.
I don't think you can tell.
Yeah. What if... They'd probably start mishmashing. I was going to say, what if you use like food coloring in the raindrop?
Yep, yeah, then it fundamentally changes the raindrop.
Yeah. That's weird. Not really, though.
If you're a scientist, let us know.
Does food coloring add? What does food coloring do to water? I swear to God, if you say change the color. on a molecular level.
I don't think it... Well, I don't know.
It has to do something, right? Because it appears different.
I mean, does food coloring mix with water perfectly?
Mm. So, like, if you let it sit, would they separate?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I, like, remember using food coloring as a child for, like, baking or, like, arts and crafts shit. Like, putty or slime or stuff. Like,
oh, okay, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At, like, my aunt's house, I have never used food coloring as an adult.
Never in my life.
Not once.
Very unnecessary.
I mean, I cook meat, right? Like, so.
Want some blue meat?
Yeah.
I can go for some blue steaks tonight.
Doesn't sound incredibly appetizing, but.
That was like, was it Heinz experimenting with their ketchups, like changing them like green and purple? Like,
dude, I wish they'd bring those back.
They taste like shit.
Do they?
Allegedly, they just changed the color, but it fucking tasted weird, yeah. Dude.
I wonder, like, if they bring them back, we'll have to, like, blind test.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Because I'm interested.
Because maybe it was, like, me as a kid, like, I
you
put that.
You looking at it.
And, yeah, I put that in my mind.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm interested.
I
think the worst idea ever, though, like that, was when, I can't remember the company who did it, but they split peanut butter and jelly in the same jar. Do you know how, like, much, like, my OCD would break if I had that today?
Can I tell you something?
So I know you're about to disagree with me, which is just horrible.
So when I was a wee lad.
Yeah.
Yesterday. Basically yesterday. But also, like, 20 years prior.
Yes.
From birth, as far as I can remember, all the way up until, like, fifth, sixth grade, I had peanut butter and jelly every single day for lunch. That is not an exaggeration.
That's impressive and also probably really unhealthy, but...
Yeah, but I also drink a lot of milk, so that was cool.
I don't think that makes it healthier.
Yeah, debatable.
I do a lot of cocaine, but I stay hydrated.
It evens out. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. It's all about balance, right? There you go. But I refused to eat anything but that mixed peanut butter and jelly. Like, I don't know what it was. Like, my mom probably was like, fuck this kid, he just wants peanut butter and jelly. I'm just gonna buy this out of convenience for myself. Jesus. While I'm making it, I just go. And so then
I don't even think that's convenient.
I don't know, but you just do one scoop and you're done.
Well, A, no, and B, second, no. Here's the thing.
Yes and no.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
The proper peanut butter jelly sandwich is peanut butter on both sides of the bread, jelly in the middle.
Okay.
So it doesn't get soggy.
Oh, okay.
Especially if you're taking it for lunch.
Okay, I respect that thought. Right.
Bread doesn't get soggy. Uh-huh. So, science, bitch.
Right. So,
second piece.
Yeah.
There has to be a proper ratio of peanut butter to jelly maintained within the peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah.
That you can't get from just a split thing.
You might.
I mean, eventually, but then you're going to have like a jar full of peanut butter or a jar full of jelly, depending on which ratio you end up. I know you're a jelly guy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm not a jelly guy.
That's what I'm saying, dude, is I'm probably at like 2/3 jelly, 1/3 peanut butter kind of guy.
I'm the opposite. 2/3 peanut butter. But that being said, you can still maintain the proper ratio with peanut butter on both sides. You just pile on the jelly in the middle.
Yeah. Or even vice versa. Just don't add a lot of peanut butter on both sides.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that mixed stuff, like, they probably had more jelly than peanut butter in there already. And then also, I'm a fucking freak, dude. I'm a fucking freak. We would literally mix that jar up to where it just looked like jelly with like small globs of peanut butter in there. It fucking looked like goddamn bird shit. It was disgusting, but I lived for that shit. I lived for it. I'm not saying I wasn't wrong. I'm just saying that's what happened, dude. Yeah, I think this is...
I regret to inform all of you that Nick has been fired from the podcast and has been canceled.
Due to his mental...
So currently we are going to One Beard's podcast until I find another beard. Some things you can't compromise on.
Been a ride. Yeah, dude, I don't know. I don't say I'm a freak, I know. I was just thinking about that too. I forgot I even did that part. It's pretty fucked up. But that's what I did. I was a weird ass kid, man. I was a weird ass kid. I
don't know where to go from here.
Well, I'll tell ya. I was on the highway.
I don't think... The problem is I can't let it go in my mind, but I can't go on.
I've changed. I don't know what else you want from me. I've changed. I don't still buy that shit.
Before we move on to your highway story...
Go ahead.
Sponsored message from Levi. Go to our Twitter and retweet Twizzlers saying that we count as one vote for bringing back Twizzler Sours. Zowers, or I don't remember.
There's a Z in there.
There's
one or two.
So, do that.
Yeah.
Because bring those back, because they're the best candy in the world. Anyways.
Absolute best.
Your highway story.
I'm on the highway. And I look over into the median portion, and there's a pizza box.
Like on the cinder blocks that divide it, or just like,
no,
on,
like
the,
just,
on the shoulder?
Yeah, on the shoulder, yeah. Okay. And two things ran through my mind. Ran through my mind.
My wine.
One, I really wanted pizza in that moment. I was like, holy fuck. I'm stopping at Safeway and buying some Frozos right there. And it was worth it.
Could do worse, could do better.
Exactly, right. They were 3 for $10. Wasn't mad about
that.
Not bad. Yeah. Two, in what aspect, where would you be in life where... You were at a point where you were on the highway and you had pizza, you're gonna break it again, man. What are you doing?
The taillight's popping out, dude.
Oh, that's maybe someone's trying to get out. A little bit, huh? I mean, there's a lot of broken shit on that thing, honestly.
They need to do some quality control.
Honestly, though. Like, come on.
Anyways,
I think we've got some recalls on this thing.
So, what point in your life do you have to be? So outside of living in my neighborhood, at what point?
Yeah, of course.
People like throw shit out of their car in my neighborhood.
When are you eating a pizza
mm-hmm.
directly out of the box
mm-hmm.
in a car
mm-hmm.
on the highway?
Mm-hmm. Not as many times as I would like to be.
Yeah, totally. I'll agree with that.
So that person is in a good place. No,
for sure. To then be at a point where like, man. Wish I didn't have all this pizza. I had so much pizza.
Was there pizza in the box?
No. But I was going to say that this pizza was so big that the box left over has reached such an inconvenience in my life that I have to toss it out in the middle of the highway.
All right. Let me give you a scenario.
Let's back this up.
Let me give you a scenario.
Please, go on.
I live in Washington.
Uh-huh. Allegedly.
I'm a beer drinker.
Mm-hmm.
Before going out to a brewery in Bellingham, maybe I smoke a little of something, allegedly.
Of course.
Marijuana, because it's legal here.
Of course.
Or I take an edible.
What are you going to do?
I drink a few beers.
Yep.
But I don't have any food. You know, the brewery has, like, pretzels and shit.
Yeah.
Then, all of a sudden, it's 1 a.m.
Yeah.
I've had 4 beers.
Yeah.
I'm a little high.
A little bit.
A little cross-faded.
A little bit.
Only had pretzels at the brewery. I'm fucking starving.
Totally. Yeah,
I forced the driver driving us back from Bellingham to Seattle to pull over at the nearest Little Caesars.
Right.
Pick up a box of sausage pizza.
Yeah.
Hot and ready.
Yeah.
$5. and just smash that shit down my throat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's now, like, I got a hot box.
Mm-hmm.
Unintended.
I mean, not too hot, right?
But not too hot. Pizza's gone.
Right.
But now it's in my way. I'm tired. It's like 1:30, 2 a.m. I'm cross-faded, drunk. I'm just like, fuck it, and throw it out the back window.
All right.
To the behest of my designated driver who is completely sober.
Yes, yes, yes. I think I could say that you've honestly depicted the only situation that would ever occur in life ever. Like, what the fuck? It was a big-ass box, dude. Like, they were the fucking extra large on that shit. It was big. Like, there had to have been more than one person in that car with that pizza eating that.
Dude, now I just want pizza.
I know, right? That was my thought.
Look. I'm actually back on my diet now, proper on my diet. The beer is not helping, but other than the podcast, I'm back on my diet.
That's right. Yeah, I heard that you were doing that. You were off previous to said weekend shenanigans, and then afterwards you'd be back on.
Yeah, after the bachelor party that I was at last weekend, I was like back on the diet.
Yeah.
So I'm back on.
Mm.
I was the lowest I've been in a long time this morning.
Oh.
So I didn't actually gain too much weight at the bachelor party like I thought I would.
Well, the week leading up, too, you didn't eat great, right?
Didn't eat great.
So.
So I'm impressed, but back on the train, and here we are.
Nice. Nice.
I guess.
How's it feel today?
Pretty shitty, because now I want some pizza.
Yeah, it checks out. I might have pizza tonight, sorry.
Fuck me.
What are you having?
Curry.
Oh, that sounds good, too.
Without rice.
Ooh, not as great, but still pretty good.
Still pretty good.
Could you make rice out of, like, hamburger, like, somehow?
Could
that be, like, a thing?
Maybe, but, like, I would prefer and have used cauliflower rice or broccoli rice.
Can you do that? Can you do cauliflower rice?
You can even, like, buy cauliflower rice.
Let me rephrase that. Can you...
Oh, can I do...
Yeah.
I could probably work it in because it's actually not very many carbs, but I don't actually enjoy, like, the texture is just weird.
It is pretty weird.
So I would rather just, like, eat the curry and be done.
Hmm. Maybe it's just because I don't hate the cauliflower and the texture of it as much as you do, but I think I would still rather want something with it. But.
Well, the nice thing about not having the cauliflower rice is it actually, like, encourages me not to eat, like, all the, like, because I'm, like, again, I cook a lot of meat, so I'm, like, protein hungry, meat oriented.
Yeah.
So I, like, pick the chicken out of my curry.
Totally.
So it actually encourages me not to eat, like, all the oil and fat and other vegetables without the rice, other than when I have rice, I'm just, like, consuming all the curry sauce and stuff with the rice.
Right.
So, I don't know. I don't think it's too much of a loss for me.
Are you making it or ordering it?
Making it.
Okay. I was going to say, you should just do, like, fuck all that extra shit and just, like, make the chicken, like, curry spiced with, like, a little bit of sauce on there.
It's... basically what I do, but I haven't got it down to where it's like I don't have the proper ratios for the recipe I want to make.
Makes sense.
Like I could do like a tandoori chicken, which is like primary. I think that's what it is. I don't know. Whatever the one that's like just like a curry seasoning on top of a chicken plate.
Yeah.
But it's not quite what I want. I want like the chicken curry sauce kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because I hate chicken with everything in me.
Why? It's fucking good.
It's not good.
If you cook it well, it is.
It's not good.
What's not good about it?
Okay, so A, I will say, now that I've switched to chicken thighs, it's a little better.
Yeah. Is it like
a little
the...
fattier.
Yeah, I was going to say it's the consistency of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't, like, chicken breast is like the driest... worst texture piece of meat in the world. And the other thing is I did like, because I'm like 160 pounds right now.
Yeah.
Before I bulked and gained a bunch of weight, and like was working out really hard, I was like 115.
Yeah.
My bulk was like, I ate like 2 pounds of chicken breast, rice, and broccoli like every day. Like that was my bulk. And after that point, I just couldn't eat more chicken. I was just like, I never want to eat chicken breast ever in my life, because I had that for like, you know, 16, 18 months or something during my like 30 pounds of bulking. Right.
That makes sense.
Just like, nah, fuck this.
That makes sense, I guess. But yeah, I don't know, dude. I fucking made some chicken last night with some quesadillas. That shit was so juicy.
Yeah, because you get to put it in cheese and
No, before. So like, before, like
I would love a chicken quesadilla right now.
I know, right? Fuck me, sorry. I literally put that shit, like pulled it out of the oven, and as I was like pulling it with the fork.
What kind of chicken?
Just chicken breast.
No, you're wrong.
No, literally, you're wrong. I was pulling it with the forks, and it was oozing jizz everywhere because it was like just barely cooked enough, and like it was. They were like,
that's how I like my chicken.
They
just
were like
barely cooked enough.
No.
Salmonella.
It wasn't pink. It was like just like it just got to the point where you were like, yep, we can eat it.
No, I know.
And it's, it was like it was a thick breast too.
I'm not saying that it doesn't get juicy. I'm just saying. It's like a step of, like, chicken breast is a single step up. Just one step.
Don't say turkey.
Of the worst meat in the world.
Don't say turkey.
Which is turkey.
Yeah, it's turkey. I'm going to say it's 5 steps up, personally.
One step up.
Obviously.
You talk about wings and thighs, I'll give you, like, 3 to 5.
You have wings rated a little too lowly in my mind, unless the wings are the thigh.
I'm talking about plain wings. Like,
oh, okay.
Just, like, I'm not talking about...
Well, that's stuff. Gross.
Yeah. Well, no.
Why would I want to have plain wings?
Because, like, dieting reasons.
You can't have buffalo sauce that's, like, pure vinegar, basically?
I hate vinegar. I could do like a lemon pepper rub.
I feel like we could find something. I feel like we could find something.
No, I usually do like salt, pepper, and a little lemon, but.
What about, where are you at with sugar? Like none? Or
fuck
like,
sugar. Dude.
Okay.
Yeah, none.
I was just going to suggest honey, but I don't know. Because I'm going to say like a jalapeno honey kind of thing, that would be good.
Yeah, like a mango habanero, that'd be even better.
Right, you do that.
Yeah.
You can do that.
We can figure it out.
Yeah.
When are you going to get on a diet?
I don't know, dude. But it needs to be soon, I guess. I either need to start working out, or I need to start dieting, or both. Because it's... The realizations are becoming only more and more apparent. And I'm like, fuck me. Like, normally, like, I don't care. You know, I just don't give a shit.
Yeah.
As long as I am okay with the way that I look and the way that I feel.
That's how I am between, like, 150 and 155 for me. Like, that's, like, the, you know, oh, I could probably trim down. But, like, that's a lot of work,
yeah.
And I don't really care that much.
Exactly.
And for me, it was, like, getting to 165 where I was like, okay, stop being a piece of shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're saying you're getting to that kind of point where you're like...
I'm getting to that kind
of... I gotta stop being a piece of shit.
I gotta stop being a piece of shit. Like, I just gotta take care of myself and...
Fuck.
That's been happening to me lately. Where, like, I don't know, man. I don't fucking know what I've been doing, but that's been happening to me lately.
Anyways.
I don't know what you did.
I don't know either. I need a blanket.
I guess so. Yeah, just kind of getting to that point where it's just like I can't, I don't know. I don't know how to describe, it. Where like, I just want to be more athletic than I am.
No, I get, that's part of my thing too. It's like, you go on a hike or like a long walk or
yep.
like some kind of activity that you do, like
yeah.
running with your dog or whatever, or running up a bunch of stairs and carrying shit. And you're
yeah.
like, I should not be as tired as I am right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. Totally. 100% what it is. And so just taking that to like all aspects of my life, you know, and things like climbing as well. And, And just like random everyday shit, like you were saying. Like, I'm just like, I'm like more tired than I normally am.
Yep.
And my body gets more sore than it normally does, which is like, clearly I like lost muscle mass in many parts where I'm just not okay with. Like, one thing I was always like very confident in was like my leg muscles from like skating.
Yep.
And then like now I'll do like one thing involving leg muscles one time and I'll be like fucked for the week. For the week! And I'm like, this is not okay.
Like, could you imagine like doing like proper downhill skating like you were doing in California right now?
Not well. God, yeah. No. Like, I would, yeah, like I would take like one run. I would take half of a run down GMR and be like, fuck my life right now. So.
And then the next day you would be like, fuck my life even more.
Honestly, though, like way worse. So yeah, that's something that I need to tighten up the regimen. October's coming soon, so need to figure out that gym membi, if you will, and yeah, get that going.
You could start playing pickleball at work.
Could do.
I like pickleball.
Yeah, I do. I enjoy it. I haven't played it in a long ass time.
I haven't since high school.
I just like, I probably should, honestly.
But I feel like doing stuff like that or like climbing is a good way to like get back into going to the gym.
Yeah.
You get like your blood flowing. And
right.
It's pretty hard for me to get motivated. Just like once you get into being motivated to go into the gym, it's like hard to stop going.
Totally. Totally.
But like getting started just takes so much.
I think of it honestly just like starting your day. Like literally the hardest part in your day is waking up.
Like standing up.
Yes. Yeah, like once you are vertical, it's like, all right, we're good, we're moving, day's going, it's inevitable at this point, like my day is Thanos, it's fine. But just that initial like motivation to kick it into gear.
You spend like 2 weeks going to the gym consistently, you're going to go back for the third week.
100%. Yeah. Yeah. So
I think like pickleball and climbing and that kind of activities kind of like setting like 2 alarms, maybe 3 alarms, or like, you know, I don't need to wake up at 5. I need to wake up at 5:30.
Yeah.
But I'm going to set an alarm for 5 and 5:30.
Yep. Which is the epitome of my life.
Yeah.
Like all I do every day. My alarms start at like 4:30. And then a lot of times I don't wake up till 5.
Yep.
Or I should say get out of bed at 5. So yeah, it is what it is. This is my life.
How many alarms do you have on your phone?
That's a twofold question. How many alarms do I have on my phone? How many alarms do I use on my phone?
Have.
I don't know.
Like too many to count?
No, but too many. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got 7.
Look at this shit.
That is insane. I guarantee you, it is mathematically impossible that you don't have duplicated times in there. There's no way you don't. Absolutely.
I will quickly peruse this while we're talking, and already 2.
You probably got like 2 duplicates. 3 down the line, and you already found 2. That's just ridiculous.
So far, we're at 2
duplicates. I'm at a point where I would set an alarm. And if I don't feel it necessary to set it again, I'll leave it. Sometimes I'll change alarms.
2 duplicates.
Okay. Like right now, I've kind of been at this number for a while, and I just either change an alarm or, you know, use the ones that I got.
I wish I was that way, but I use Siri for everything. So especially when I'm cooking. Like this happens a lot. Or like
just have set a timer, not an alarm.
I know, but like my mind automatically goes to the word alarm.
Yeah.
And then like I don't know. And then sometimes while I'm cooking, I have to have an alarm or I have to have a timer going for 40 minutes to keep track of a couple things. Then I have to have an alarm in like an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to get to 40 minutes and forget about that hour long thing because I can't create multiple timers. If I could create multiple timers.
That is weird. You can create multiple alarms, but not multiple timers. That's a little odd.
Apple, get to it.
What the fuck, man? iOS 13, make it happen. Even though you're already pretty much done with that shit.
Especially when you got like 5 or 6 things going on in the kitchen at once. Like, it's so hard for me. Like, I literally have to write it all out because I'm so ADD.
Yeah.
I'll put something in the oven, I will literally just forget about it. It's out of sight, out of mind, unless I have a timer for it.
Right there with you. At work, when I worked at the ice cream shop, I literally got banned from making the waffle cones because I was so well known for just throwing the dough in there, plopping it down, being like, I'm gonna go be productive while this cooks. Boop, boop. Out of sight, out of mind. Literally left that shit in there for half hour and everyone's like, what's that smell? I'm like, oh shit.
Who started cooking waffle cones?
I'll clean it up, I guess. Gosh, yeah. I'm fucking terrible at that, dude. I'm right there with you. But, so, yeah, multiple timers would be a good idea.
Yeah.
I feel like it's necessary. And also, I'm thinking, in the minds of cooking as well, I don't want to know how long it's been cooking. I'd like to know, how much time is left, personally.
Oh, you're talking about, stopwatch?
A stopwatch, yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't.
So, I'd rather it count down rather than it counting up.
Yeah.
So, that'd be nice.
I just don't look at my phone that often. I need the verbal hey, piece of shit.
Right. Do this. Yeah. I'll set. I'm trying to think of the instances. I used to set the stopwatch more than I did the timer because with the timer you have to scroll through and pick the set time you want it for.
I just use voice.
That's a new thing that I've been doing more often lately, whereas before I just wouldn't. So because I didn't want to do that, I would just hit start on the stopwatch and that's it. I'm done. I just need to wait till it hits my mark. But yeah, that'd be nice.
Dude, I got to say though, it's been 38 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
No freezing.
That is good news.
I made some adjustments, so we're looking pretty good. We're looking pretty good.
I don't know what that means, but that's cool. Glad to hear it.
Speaking of adjustments, for those of you that talk to us somehow from the podcast, we are going to start increasing our production of some of our podcasts. We don't quite know what you're really throwing me off.
I'm sorry. I just... That's, all right. I'll stop a little bit.
Yeah, thank
not
you.
A lot.
Not a lot, but a little. Tone it down a little bit.
Yeah, I just need to take 10% off, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Square the damn.
Yeah.
We don't quite know what we want to... Well, we know what we want to do. We don't quite know what it's going to look like yet. We're still in alpha phase. I've educated Nick on that today.
We're in pre-alpha phase.
We're in pre-alpha phase. We're in testing.
Mm-hmm.
Design. And right, yeah, we're designing some new podcasts and it's going to center around video, but we're still going to have the audio podcast versions of it.
Definitely.
But just generally increasing the production, increasing the story that we tell about beer. Probably going to start doing more different kinds of beer. I also want to include that rather than pretty much just IPAs, what we do currently.
Pretty much.
And focusing on more seasonal, timely styles and beers and actual seasons like summers, because we always relate our beers to oh, it's 80 degrees outside and this is great for that and this is grilling season. So we're going to start doing stuff like that. So if you do have a beer style that you like, want us to talk about or give us some ideas of something you want to see, hey, I want to know more about the origination of beer, or I want to know more about the brewing process, or I want to know more about hops, let us know. Or if not, just be on the lookout for different content. Podcast time is going to change. Probably won't be an hour. I don't know. Maybe it will. Who knows? It could be 3 hours. I don't know. 20 minutes. I don't know.
We're in pre-alpha.
Pre-alpha. But next coming weeks, you should see some changes.
It's a little bit of different stuff.
Yep.
I'm with you on the different style parts. I think, I don't think either of us are mad about it, but I think also both of us are looking forward to pushing our comfort zone in that area, whereas we kind of show up and we just drink what we know we're going to like for the most part.
Yeah.
We haven't really been diving into stuff that we're not as familiar with or stuff that we might not enjoy as much. I mean, we have had some things on here where we're like, meh, but I don't think we've ever had anything on here where we were like, this is a one or this is a two even. Like, I don't even think we've really dipped in the two level, and maybe it was once, but...
Yeah, I think, like, both of us like change, and we've been doing it for a year.
Right.
Almost a year.
Right.
Well, probably over a year, considering episodes we haven't...
True.
Like, released or anything.
True.
So I think we're just getting to... And now that you're here in Washington, we're like, okay, we can do more.
Yep.
So let's, like, just start pushing the boundaries for us personally and the podcast, as well as just, like, increasing the value that we add to you guys.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, the capability is there. So I think now that we're realizing that and kind of getting comfortable with where we're at, we're looking to push that.
Yep.
So I'm excited.
I am also very excited. It's been on my mind for probably the past... I mean, we talked about it a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Kind of like an overall plan. And then this past week and a half, I've kind of been diving into like, okay, what does the path look like to get there? And what are some of like the actual episode designs that we want to do and topics that we want to talk about?
Yeah.
So that's kind of been what's on my mind for probably the past week and a half or so of like building those in my mind. So I'm excited to actually see them come out.
Definitely.
So again, if there's anything you want to see, let us know.
Please.
Or beers. Whatever.
Literally anything. Comment on Instagram, on fucking YouTube, text one of us. Who fucking cares? You know, whoever you are.
YouTube. Well, if you know us, text us. I think YouTube is probably going to be our primary method of communication. Like, it's been Instagram.
Yeah.
We've kind of wanted to touch Twitter, but I do think we're actually going to start doing more on YouTube.
Yeah.
So if you don't watch us on there yet and you just listen to the podcast, subscribe or whatever, or, you know, just look at our YouTube channel. We don't really have a lot going on there yet, but like, I think that is kind of the method that we're going to kind of push towards and gear all of our content with.
Definitely. Yeah. It's definitely the direction we're taking for sure.
Yeah.
You can do what I do and be incredibly unsafe and put your phone up on your little phone holder in the dash and throw that video on, bruh. I watch video podcasts on my drives to work sometimes. Not as unsafe as you'd think, because 90 to 95% of the time I'm looking at the road.
See, we got a spectrum here. Nick is unsafe so much where he watches video podcasts on the road.
Yep.
In the middle of us is people who subscribe, and then you have people like me who just know the links to all the YouTube channels that I like and just paste them in. Search bar in.
Exactly.
So I basically subscribe without subscribing.
Pretty accurate. But I don't know.
Asshole to other asshole. Be in the middle.
Right in the middle. You want to be one of the cheeks.
Yeah,
you know?
Just subscribe.
I don't know. That's what I do, because like I like just kind of glancing over. I think of it like if you're looking at like a map. It's like the same thing. You're only looking for like a couple seconds and then you're right back. So, and I personally enjoy watching that video aspect of podcasts over just audio.
Yeah.
Because so much more is encapsulated in like a face-to-face kind of thing. And you're able to like convey more emotion and just kind of get more out of it.
Especially the podcasts that we're going to be making, because they're not just going to be here.
Right.
Some of it will be. So you will have this. You won't be losing this, but you'll have some other things.
Actual tidbits, little nuggets.
Yep.
Yeah. Have we talked about the most important news of all lately?
Well, we talked about pre-release.
Spicy nuggets are back, guys.
They're back.
It's real life. This is not a dream.
I got them a couple times, and now I'm on my diet. So.
Sucks to be you, but at least you got them.
Fuck me. Dude, so they are proper spicy.
Yes.
Like they got like an actual bite.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic.
Right. No, it's literally like we don't care what the average person is like typically attuned for, we're just going for this. And like, they do it great.
Like, you have to have a beverage while eating them.
Yeah.
Which is, like, it's one of the things that I like about Chick-fil-A's spicy chicken, because it's pretty spicy. It's not...
It's decent.
It's pretty good, but there's so many spicy things where it's like, this is spicy, and it's like...
Just tastes like vinegar.
Put some black pepper on.
Pepper.
Vinegar. A couple jalapenos. Like, I'm like, this isn't... It's not, like, you flavored it.
And some
people, spicy.
Yeah, and some people do the jalapenos where they, like, cook them so much where they're just fucking mush and they're not spicy at all. Yeah. At that point, it's just a flavor.
It's just like a fruit.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a fruit at this point. Which is fine, but, like...
If you like jalapenos, it's fine. But I'm there for the spice.
Exactly.
I'm getting something spicy. I want to edge.
100%. Oh, man. It's been a while since I've had me, like, a burger with some, like, nice fresh jalapenos on it.
I'm not a fan of...
Dude, I love it.
See, I don't like the taste of jalapenos very much.
Really?
Yeah, which is weird because I like, Tim's jalapeno chips.
Right.
Best chips in the world. Yeah. Sorry if you don't live in the Northwest. They are the best chips in the world.
They're pretty great. Can confirm.
Yeah, not from the Northwest is confirming. But, like, I don't like the... Like an actual jalapeno, I just don't like the flavor.
Hmm. I don't know. I feel like that would be a perfect avenue for you then, though. Because, like, on a burger, like, there's so many other things going on that kind of mask the flavor where it's just, like, pure spice.
I don't want other things going on. I want bun, meat, cheese, potentially egg or bacon.
That's what I'm saying. That would take away from the flavor of the jalapeno. You wouldn't even taste it.
Then why have it on there?
Spice.
It's not spice.
It would be.
It's a fruit.
You don't fucking cook them. You chop them up, and when the burger's done, you go, boop, 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 boop.
I don't want to ruin my meat like
God
that.
God damn it.
Get out of here.
I think you'd like it. You're going to fucking try it one day, and you're going to like it. You will probably like it.
You know what I think?
What?
How does this beer look?
I don't know. Some might say ambery, orangey gold.
Okay, some might say various different colors.
it's orangey.
It's orangey, and it's clear. It's got some resonating carb. Not a lot, but some. The head dissipates very quickly.
Yeah, it's not there to stick around, and it's like almost little to no lace on the glass use.
Like a little bit, but not much.
How does it smell?
This is where your expertise comes in, but...
Here we go. Diving in.
Ooh, I actually enjoy this
smell. Oh, God. Yeah, it's the stuff. Ouch.
It's like a good, like... I don't know. For me, this is... The smell, anyways, is like a very classic IPA smell of, like, hops and orange.
Yep. That's 1,000% what I would say about that.
I don't think there's any nuances that I'm picking up unless you're...
I mean, other than the intricacies of, like, that hop profile itself, but, like, as far as, like, you know, base flavors we're talking, I mean, just in general.
What hops do you think they used? We're not that good.
No.
We're good. Not that
good. I'm throwing Citra out there.
I'll accept some Citra.
You know. I wonder if for they sure. say anywhere on their like their website or something because I'd be
oh
curious.
We have it we have
oh we do. Does we it say have. Hops
I don't know but we have it.
All right, you should check and then I'll make my guesses.
Should I check bit. Okay,
well, unless you want to guess. Do you want to guess? We should both guess and then we'll check.
I was gonna say Citra, honestly.
Anything else? I hope they have it. Hold on, let's finish this first. So smell, very orangey. Definitely, like, hoppy, like, right off the bat.
I want to like, eat some hops. I feel like that'll help me.
Yeah, you...
I probably don't get the right flavors, no. But, like, I want to, like... I need something that delineates in my mind.
You don't want to eat them? What you do, because trust me, it's going to be, like, eating dirt, I promise. No. Bitter
I probably want to, like, smell them individually.
Yeah. So, you kind of, like... Smush them in your hands a little bit.
Yeah, like an herb.
Yeah, give it a good sniff and cupped in your hand and just like take it all in. It is really strong. like surprisingly strong, like for what you'd think it might be.
Does Renee's dad grow like a variety of hops?
Yeah.
So maybe we should get some hops from him.
I sure could find out.
And
just like a handful each, and
yeah.
Yeah. Taste.
I'll let you get this one since I kind of ran over your smell.
I mean, you just stated what I also would have said, so I wouldn't call that running over as much as I'm getting in the car with you and we're taking the carpool lane, but it's fine. It's fine.
You want me to tackle it? I mean, I can do it.
Dude, coach, put me in. I'm a linebacker. I got this.
I'll put you in.
All right. I'm saying it's very hop forward. I say that with a slight trepidation.
A little hezzy.
The initial punch is, and it doesn't last for long, but you get a little bit of a bitter flick, a little flick in the throat with some bitterness. And then the sweetness kind of comes in, paired with that real hoppy kind of like citra feel that you got going on. But it's like hand in hand with like a sweet like fruitiness to it. You know what I mean?
I like if I could visualize what you're trying to describe here. I'm picturing like the hops in the hoppiness, like bitterness, mm-hmm. and the citrusy flavors doing like a little bit of a salsa dance together.
Oh yeah. Oh
they're
yeah.
Just kind of dancing on your tongue.
Oh yeah. They're like, dancing the night away. They're just having a great
like maybe
time.
Maybe the hoppiness bitterness leads it. But like they're playing with each other.
They're both there, yeah. They're playing around.
Yeah. You know?
There's some play going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not trying to lie. But their night comes to an abrupt ending. I don't know where I'm going with this. Their night abruptly ends, okay? Their dancing is cut off. Let me tell you what. Because
last call, 1:40.
Yeah, head out of here.
Last call is.
I don't know, whatever. So,
at some point,
you gotta get the fuck out because what's happening?
Can't stay here.
Is this beer has a weird finish where you want to say there's stickiness to it,
but like it's more like it sprinkles a little dust on your tongue.
It's like a sprinkle of dry sweetness,
like dusty, like cedar
crisp
dust.
Cedar dust, and you're like, this is kind of sweet, so it makes me think it's sticky, but really it just like cuts it off with the dust.
And I think it's very aptly named because of the dust. Like, I think that's why I kind of get the dancing feel, kind of like bubbles on your tongue a little bit. Like, I really, like, break it, like, focus on the taste. But then, like you said, it has, like, a drier aftertaste. But it does have, like, kind of a sweetness to it. Like, I'm thinking, like, if you, like, would, like, take a little, like, a teaspoon of like, dust from a cedar tree, like you taste like the sweeter notes.
Yeah,
still be dry.
So that's really what it's got going on, in my opinion.
Which I know it's one of the things you like because I'm imagining this is making you more thirsty.
Yeah, like I could at least drink four of these.
Yeah, that's why I kicked. Like we're early. On like when we normally rate the beer, and I'm like, I'm gonna run out of beer.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, 100%.
I was like, I'm fucked.
Like I'm gonna drink this. I'm gonna drink this real quick because yeah, I could just keep drinking this all night, honestly. So moving on from taste though to feel,
which we just kind of talked about.
We definitely kind of just talked.
Definitely 100% talked about.
I honestly don't even want to just keep.
I'm
going
not going to because we just talked about
it's the exact same fucking thing. So
there it is.
Let's. Move on. What a great feel. Levi, how do you feel about this beer?
Before we go under rating, let's go back.
So before you click the notes.
Okay.
I really hope the hops are in there. Do you know if they're in there?
I don't know.
I hope they are, because that would kind of ruin this, honestly. So I'm feeling Citra. I think we're both feeling Citra.
Yeah.
There's no getting around that. Washers are like not gonna be any citrus in a little bit.
Probably not
at all.
Or shitty Raiders. So.
It is what it is, dude. I don't fucking care.
But good content coming out soon.
Hey. I think. Thinking Centennial.
Okay.
It's a little weird because this one isn't as hoppy and like. It's not as hoppy as like something with that's like strong and Centennial would be. But I'm feeling that. And then. From there, I honestly don't know. I think it's just some, like, weirder shit after that. Like, I want to say Amarillo, but I just don't think so.
I don't see Amarillo.
I think it's just, like, some weird shit that isn't too common, or at least that I'm a fucking idiot.
Like a Chinook?
Could be.
Like a Cascade?
Could. That's a little more common, but could be.
Let's see.
What are you feeling?
I'm looking at the comments.
All right, okay.
Apparently, there are no comments.
Oh, that's good shit, though. That's
not correct, because I added comments.
Yeah, I think you might have fucked up.
Mobile.
You sure?
Mobile.
No.
I definitely added comments.
Did you resolve them?
Fuck off.
This is a... I'm serious. I'm not talking about... I'm not fucking you with work right now.
Fuck off.
You can resolve
them. Do you see comments on yours?
No. It literally tells me no comments.
Dude.
Are they there?
No.
Well, fuck you. Told you.
I 100%.
Maybe you did something wrong.
100%.
I'm not saying you didn't. I'm just saying like maybe like you didn't save it or like,
all right,
you clicked the wrong button or something.
All right.
Here we go. Go to their website. That's going to have the
that's
most...
what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
That's where I got the comment from.
Shit. Here we go.
Hops. Zeus.
Ooh.
Simcoe.
Uh-oh.
Mosaic.
Uh-oh. Crystal.
Centennial.
Hey! That's probably on the list, right?
It's third on the list.
All right. That's fine.
No Citra.
Okay.
That's it.
I got Centennial.
Zeus, Simcoe, Centennial, and Mosaic.
50-50.
I almost actually guessed Mosaic on there.
I did too, but I just... So
I just was skeptical.
So
I was skeptical
me
of
too. What I was saying is I was like, when I said Amarillo, I almost said Mosaic instead. But I was like, no, Mosaic is like more crisp typically. So I don't know. Maybe it's just like some flavor they got going on here, not so much into the feel. I don't know, dude. But Zeus...
Yeast is American ale. Water is late Watkin watershed. Aroma, herbal, tropical fruit. I don't really get the herbal notes from it.
Not really.
Flavor, citrus, pine, earthy, citrus, pine.
Don't get the pine.
Double pine, earthy.
Super.
I don't know.
Super not getting earthiness or pine.
I mean, I could see earthiness. I like just from like the dustiness, right?
I would take earthiness over pine and herbal. But
yeah, I wouldn't give herbal. I
just don't see the pine
so
much.
Pine typically is like a little sticky, right?
Yeah, a little stick, a little piney.
A little
get the
sweet.
Pine.
Yeah, it just
a little rosemary action.
Yeah,
I piney.
Fuck off. I don't. Yeah. I don't know.
Whatever. Everyone tastes what they taste, you know?
Inspiration for Cedar Dust hails from Bellingham's iconic mountain bike trail on Galbraith Mountain.
Dope.
Brewed with four varieties of Washington-grown hops to encapsulate the spirit of the adventurous PNW. I don't know.
I guess. I see it, sure. If you put that in my mind, I could see it.
I don't know.
Whatever. What are we at time-wise here?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I know that's why I asked, though. I know, yeah.
So we're almost an hour, which means like 10 minutes, 6 minutes less than that.
All right. I don't want to talk about it now, but...
Sneak peek?
Yeah, still a little sneak peek, little peeks. I want to discuss not changing up the beers so much, just maybe like beer as a whole, you know, typical beers that we like. What are the best chips to eat with beer? You know? Because I feel, although a lot of chips are delicious and good, I would not necessarily want to eat them with beer.
Can we make like the worst? Let us know if you want to see the worst YouTube video where we eat chips close to the mic while drinking beer. And it'd just be disgusting.
You'd fucking hate yourselves.
Like, we got to limit that time, right? Like, 8 minutes max.
Probably, yeah. Probably.
We got to pick a beer.
Yeah.
Like we got to figure out, like, what's a, like, a pilsner, right? Like a clean tasting beer that's just, like, kind of bitter, kind of sweet. And just go for it.
See, I feel like at this distance, it wouldn't be as annoying, honestly.
No, we're not going to have it at this distance. Okay, that's what I'm saying. We're going to get up close and personal.
Okay, so if you want to hear some chip ASMR, we'll make it happen. But I was eating yesterday my quesadilla, and the beer that I regret bringing up right now because I can't remember the name of it because I'm not from here.
Big Rip.
Fucking best fucking beer ever to have with spicy foods, IMO.
Is it a beer that you got? Is it a beer that I got?
It's a beer that I got.
Okay.
The brewery started with an R. And
right here.
No. Wait. No. It was like a lowercase cursive R was their logo. And the IPA was called Summer IPA. That's what it's called. So, with that information, we could probably figure it out.
Rubin's Summer IPA.
Yeah. Something like Roberto.
What's the place by you guys? Rosdale?
Roslyn.
Roslyn? Roslyn Summer IPA?
No, it's not Roslyn, but... it's definitely something with an R. I think it was fucking Rubens, dude.
Told you.
You didn't know. Did you know?
But I did know.
It's definitely Rubens.
It's definitely Ruben.
Yeah, it is Ruben. That's it. That's the one.
Called it.
Fucking best beer for spicy foods. It was insane that, like, you know, like, a lot of times you have an IPA with something spicy and it just makes it worse, like, more spicy.
Mm-hmm. I actually like that, but yeah.
Fair. But if you're looking for just like a... You're looking for something right in the middle to not change it. You don't want it to cool it down, but you don't want it to spice it up. You just want it to complement it well.
Yes, let me give you an alternative.
Okay.
Curry. Like a proper Indian curry, not like a Thai coconut curry. Proper Indian curry. With total domination.
I would love to try that.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Did we do Ninkasi on this podcast? We've talked about it forever, and now you're here and have had Ninkasi, but I don't think we've done it.
I don't think we have either. That was kind of weird. So, I mean,
someone threw a pizza box out of their window. It's whatever.
Fast and Furious movie already came out. I don't know what they're on about out there.
Still haven't seen Hobbs and Shaw.
Still haven't seen Hobbs and Shaw. Pretty upset by that. Kind of want to make that happen this weekend. Kind of also don't want to do anything at all.
Maybe you will, maybe you won't.
You're not wrong. Also, what fucking needs to happen, like, tonight or tomorrow is that fucking thing over there. Yeah.
That's for another time. In another place.
I felt like
we gotta rate this beer.
I wanted to say bye. That was
like, I know. I did too.
That was
and then
perfect.
I did too. And then
literally, we. God damn it! That was perfect.
Fuck!
Gosh! Really? Shoot! Dang! Here we go. Coming at ya, Levi. He's feeling... I'm going to go first. Fuck you.
I don't have a rating yet, so yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the...
3.5 again.
3.25.
You're giving it just a fine?
Yeah. Were you serious? 3.5 good?
3.5 good.
Okay.
I like it. I liked it more than the first time I had it, which is opposite from you, because you really liked it, and now you're like kind of meh.
I don't know. So,
here's the reason why I like it. It's the reason why I like it because I'm on a diet. No, but maybe. The reason why I actually enjoy this beer is because it's very light and crisp and leaves me wanting more. And now having two, what I appreciate about this beer is actually it's got a good texture to it.
Yeah.
Without being very heavy.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a good carbonation in the feel, and I think part of that is like kind of because of the salsa dancing going on.
Oh yeah.
It's like that in combination with the light carbonation. Dude, it's just not very heavy. Like I feel like I could drink, like you said, four of these and
yeah. That'd be good.
Be good.
Yeah.
And it's just a tasty beer in general and good hoppiness to it, good bitterness, while still having the citrus flavor. So, yeah, I just think it's a pretty, like, all-around, well-balanced beer.
I think I was a little brash with my original rating. I brought it up. He brought me up. You made me second-guess myself because, I don't know, I just have this weird preconceived idea about this beer, and I don't know why. So, I'm right there with you with a 3.5, but I'm going to say it's fine.
Okay.
My thing with that, and it's pretty much the exact same thing with any beer along these lines, is I personally, you know, there's nothing wrong with this beer at all. It's a fantastic beer. Has a great flavor. Like you said, it doesn't set you heavy, which makes me feel really good.
That's one of the things that, like, I really appreciate about this.
Like, great texture and feel.
It's got a really good hoppiness, really good texture and feel. Doesn't sit heavy.
No, not
just feels good.
I do just wish it was, like, a little bit more bitter or crisp. That's my only thing, and that's honestly my, like, general feeling about a lot of beers like this, that, like, I thoroughly enjoy it. If I'm being picky, I would just like it to be a little bit more hoppy and crisp. So, yeah. That's about all I got to say about that.
Okay, bye.
Can't stop looking at it. Bye.